what the Mishnah is coming for. The Mishnah says, b'fanei nechtam, what's it coming for? Rabbi says, for lishma. Rabbi says, for ein eni mitzuyim l'kaimoy. We might discuss the point to both of them. It's only a din d'rabbanan, and mishum iguna kila b'rabbanan, haikulu chumru, no, because of medak daik, therefore, asil l'ruyeh nafshe, and he's going to be believed. The other Gemara is speaking about over here, who's the Tana according to Rabbah that is the author of our Mishnah? Do you need Ksiv Lashma and Chasim Lashma? Gemara says maybe it's Rabbi Lazar, no, maybe it's Rabbi Meir, no, maybe anyway it's Rabbi Meir, no, maybe it's really Rabbi Lazar. So everyone's going back and forth with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar, and the Gemara comes along, Rabbi Ashi, and says, no, really, it's Rabbi Yehuda, no problem, because it's not Kashat Shatei, Ksiv Asa Chasim Asa B'Talush, from Talush we see by Lashma, you need the whole thing, Ksiv and Chasim to be Lashma. That's the Gemara, that was so simple. Rav Ashi was so simple. So why don't we just do Rav Ashi in the first place? Oh, Madrina Adu Rabbi Lazar, Madrina Adu Rabbi Meir. Why? Star Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Madrina Rabbi Lazar. Why? Hilchazik Rabbi Lazar be Gittin. Okay, what's the machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir? The machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir is whether you say Eide Chasima Karsi or Eide Mesira Karsi. So we have over here the Ramban and Daf Pei Vavam and Beis. We give it on the Maror Mekoymis. And Tosfos is really, what he's doing is he's kind of like working off of the Ramban. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but there's a Shita out there, Shita Sarif, which is the Ramban's quoting, because Kosav Rabbeinu Agadol Zal, who's Rabbeinu Agadol of the Ramban?
The Rif.
As a matter of fact, the Ramban wrote a pirush called Milchamis. You know what the Milchamis is? It's because there was an attack against the Rif. The Balamor wrote the Sefer Mor HaGadol Mor HaKatan, which is a lot of questions on the Rif. And the Ramban felt he had to defend his Rebbe. He wrote a Sefer called Milchemes Hashem, which is it was basically a war against the Balamor.
Who's the Balamor?
Someone called the Balamor.
Was he Rebbe?
What?
He
was around 20 years old when he wrote the Sefer Balamor. And that's part of what the Ramban was a little bit disturbed about. The Rif was a Gadol HaDor. The Ramban was... The Balamor is an amazing, amazing Sefer, but he wrote it when he was very, very young. And he had a lot of questions on the Rif.
He was a Gadol HaDor also? Balamor?
He was a massive, massive Talmud Chacham. He was one of the Rishonim.
Oh.
Yeah, and the Ramban was defending his Rebbe. So here we are, the Ramban bringing... Rabbeinu HaGadol, what? No issue. As a matter of fact, the Ramban, so my father said over, I don't know where he was, Mokar is, said from Rabbi Yashaber, that the Ramban actually had charata that he called it a milchama. Because Kilo, the Balamor was just in what he did. He wasn't saying anything bad, he was just young for writing a pirish. He was a little bit young for writing a critique on the Rif. But he did it, and we keep it, and Ramban Balamor is classic Machloikas Rishainim. That's classic back and forth, Ramban Balamor, Ramban Al-Muchamis, and the Balamor. So it's the Sivas. These are like the famous Machloikas, and they have Rabban Raivid Balamor, and Ramban is one of them. Ramban is right now quoting his Rebbe, and we says, on Ramban Adaf Pevavam Beis, Chosav Rabbeinu Agadol Zal, Dechi Amar Rabba Lazar Eide Mesira Karsi, Afilu Eide Mesira Ka'amar. He doesn't mean that Rabbi Lazar, when he says Eide Mesira, doesn't mean an exclusion of the Eide Chasima. He means even Eide Mesira. Aval Maide Rabbi Lazar Shall You Eidem Chasuma Lav Shu Kasher. Af Alpi Shaloi Masula Bifne Eidem. Says the Ramban that the Rif's opinion is that the Rabbi Lazar is just coming to add on to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said Eide Chasima Karsi. When Rabbi Meir said Eide Chasima Karsi, he meant only Eide Chasima Karsi. What was the Rif? What was Rabbi Lazar coming along to say? Even Eide Mesira, which means Eide Mesira, Afilo Eide Mesiru. So therefore, there really isn't. He's not rejecting the pshat of Rabbi Meir. Now the Ramban says, "Umiu lechatchila." This is really the riff. Lechatchila bein an edim esira shu ikur shlo yitzdarach lishmar gitum and achbarim velakaimo bebezdin. Better to have Eide Mesira, says the riff. The Ramban quoting the riff. Better to have Eide Mesira. Why is he saying this? I think he's saying as follows because it's funny what Rabbi Lazar says. What does Rabbi Lazar say? Rabbi Meir says Eide Chasima Kasi. What does Lazar say? He doesn't say, what are the words he says? It sounds like he's just talking about Eide Mesira. Why is he just talking about Eide Mesira? Why is that like all he says is Eide Mesira Karsi? Says the Rif, because he prefers Eide Mesira. The preferred method is Eide Mesira. Why are Eide Mesira better than Eide Chasima? Because if you don't have to keep the get. If you hold Eide Chasima Karsi, then what are you going to need? You have to hold the get, because what happens if the get gets eaten by Achbarim or
mice?
Or what happens if he loses it? Then what? He's got no raya anymore. He can't prove that you were married or you're divorced, whatever it is. Can't get married. But if you have Eidim Esira, you could always go and rely on your Eidim Esira. I had a question. I was learning this morning with Dani, and I said, I understand. Eidim Chasima, were they people? Just go to them. You could go to Eidim Esira, you could go to your Eidim Chasima. Masmach Techilik, Elamai, maybe the Eidim Chasima died. Maybe the Eidim Esira died. So either way, there's people or not people. They don't have to know it was Gidden. No, they don't.
What if
he
never gave it?
What if
he
never
gave
the get? How do we know she was in the marriage?
Yes.
They won't know that the get was... that it was
the get was good.
If there's Eidei Chasima, we'll never know that the get was written, and then you lost the get in a Hanami. You're right. Because then you'll never know that it was ever given. He might admit that I wrote the get, but he says I never gave the get. And then... she won't be able to say divorce. He'll admit that he wrote it. Won't know he ever gave it. Very good. Chardas is pshat. Kopanim continues to. It says Varaver Ephraim Talmidoi Heshif, that the Talmud of the Rif asks questions on him. In Ken Af Eidei Mesira Karsimi Boyle. The language of the Rif is bad because or of Rabbi Lazar. If Rabbi Lazar means to say not only Eidei Chasima, but also Eidei Mesira. So what should he say? Af Eidei Mesira Karsi. That's what he should have said. Ela la'olam lo'isagi b'lo Eidei Mesira. So therefore he rejects the pshat of the Rif and says that's not true. Okay. Now, says we'll go down a few lines to the new paragraph. Ela shmamina, the Ramban, of course, aligns with his Rebbe, the Rif, and says, Moide Rabbi Lazar b'Eidei Chasima k'divrei Rabbeinu HaGadol. Ela must be really, Rabbi Lazar is Moide Eidei Chasima work. Umashe hikshe, amaylo aminon af Eidei Mesira karsi. And this that you asked the question, so why didn't Rabbi Lazar say af Eidei Mesira? Why didn't he say also Eidei Mesira karsi? Mishum d'ave mashma, sheyu tzrichim kulam Eidei Chasima ve'Eidei Mesira. If you use that language of af Eidei Mesira karsi, I might think you need both. In other words, what does the word af mean?
Also.
It could mean also, or it could mean even. It has two meanings. So if you say af Eidei Mesira karsi, you mean to say even Eidei Mesira work. Not only Eidei Chasima, even Eidei Mesira. But you might translate it as also Eidei Mesira karsi. Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. Then you think you need both, and that's not true. So you can't write af Eidei Mesira karsi, because I might think you need both of them. V'oid, and another reason, mepnei shehein ikur lechatchila. If you say even Eidei Mesira, what does that sound like? Which one's better? Eidei Chasima or Eidei Mesira? Eidei Chasima are better. Even this works. It sounds like Eidei Chasima is better, but according to Rabbi Lazar, we say what's better? Eidei Mesira. Therefore, the Lashon, the language of even or also, neither one of them are going to work here, and therefore, the Rif's opinion is that according to Rabbi Lazar, you could use Eidei Mesira or Eidei Chasima. Tosfos is coming right now to try to argue with that on numerous fronts. So what does Tosfos say? We saw the Tosfos inside Rabbi Yisrael, so we're going to go over it outside. It says Tosfos, first of all, when it says in our sugya, Hilchas Karbos or Begitin, it means Gitin, and who Adin Shashtars? Either Gemara says Gitin. Okay, it's Lav Dafka. When it says Gitin, it's just we're talking about Gitin, so we said Gitin. Three rayas. Raya number one is Shmuel. We're passing like Shmuel Bedini. We don't like that raya so much because there's a lot of Amorim going up against Shmuel. Maybe we don't pass like Shmuel then. Another raya says because Rabbi Yosef, in the case of Trey Gisi, where two brother-in-laws signed on the get, and we ended up Rabbi Yosef saying, just use Eidei Mesira. What do you mean Eidei Mesira? That's talking about a Shtar Matana over there. It's not talking about a get Isha. Shtar Matana, you could use Eidei Mesira. Says Tosfos, it must be Upaskin like Rabbi Lazar, even by Shtar Matana. We said the Rajva says that's not, was it the Rajva? The Ran. The Ran says not such a Raya, because Rabbi Yosef himself holds that the Eidei Chasima are good, because he allows you to use brother-in-laws. So he's just saying, listen, if you need something to be Saimachan, you can be Saimachan Rabbi Lazar. We spoke about the Machlokes between Rabbi Dovi Kahan and Rabbi Ari Center, as far as Rabbi Avad Yosef, that was what we doicha. That's the Chodah Machlekes over here. And the third raya that the Taisus brings is Shtar Parsoi. Over there, you just allow the Eidei Chesima. You can just use Eidei Mesira. It says, how do you use Eidei Mesira? The Eidei Chesima aren't good. Must be Eidei Mesira enough to be goiva from B'nei Chari. The Rajba says that's not true, because over there, if you have Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Mesira Ki'ilu are validating the Eidei Chesima, and you're using an outside validation to make the shtar that's already there a good shtar. But you could use the Eidei Mesira to make the Eidei Chesima good, because there are Eidei Chesima. It's just we can't rely on them usually because they're Parsoi. But over here, where you have Eidei Mesira, we can rely on your Eidei Chesima. Those were the three rayas. Now comes along Taisus and says, Lefichach, because I've now said what I said, and I've proved, in my mind at least, that we paskin like Rebbe Lazar, even by Shar Shtaris. Therefore, says Taisus, a person has to be careful to make sure to give a get in front of Eidei Mesira. Now Taisus comes and says, what the Rif said that you paskin, that you can use also Eidei Chesima, I reject. Only, you can use only Eidei Mesira. To in Rukarsi and Eidei Chesima do not help. So why do we sign Eidei Chesima Bechlal according to Rebbe Lazar? What's the point of Eidei Chesima? The answer is what? What's the Tikkun HaOlam if the only Eidei Mesira are Karsi? Because Mistama Be'echshir Nasu, which means they're only here Livrure. They're just here to prove to us that there were Eidei Mesira. But what creates the get? What's Karsi in the get? The Eidei Mesira and only Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chesima are here to prove to us that there were Eidei Mesira. But let's say you had Eidei Chesima and we knew for a fact that there were no Eidei Mesira. According to Rabbi Lazar, the get would be Pasul, says Taisves. The get would be Pasul. Now the Rif argued with this, if we remember. The Rif said you could use either Eidei Chesima or Eidei Mesira. But here Taisves is saying, not like the Rif. And he says, V'tlifichach tzorach lizor shiei Eidei Mesira, de'inhu karsi. They and only them can create the get. So what's Eidei Chesima for? Livrure. Just to prove to us that there were in fact Eidei Mesira. And he brings a raya. One raya from Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. The sugya on Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis says, what happens if, what a wild coincidence, there's a man who has the same name as another man in town, and they married women also with the same name, and they gave their get to the same shliach, and the shliach wants to give the get, and he forgets which one belongs to who. He forgets which one belongs to who. Can he give the get or not? Says the Gemara, just give both kitten to both women, and you're good. But the Gemara says that only works according to Rav Meir. It doesn't work according to Rebbe Lazar. Says Taisvis, listen, this is a proof to me. Because according to the Rif, is it possible that something will work only according to Rav Meir and not according to Rebbe Lazar? Because if Rav Meir just says, I say not only Eidei Chesima, also Eidei Mesira, so I agree to everything that you said, I'm just saying more. So if it works according to Rav Meir, it should automatically work according to Rabbi Lazar, says Taisus. Elamai, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lazar, it doesn't work. It must be that Rabbi Lazar rejects the Eidei Chesima. Holds Eidei Chesima don't work. And only Eidei Mesira, that's my position. That's his raya. His raya is from this case of these two get. Now, Taisus throws in over there, just so you should know, what's the get talking about? What does it say in the get? It says his name and his father's name and his grandfather's name. Taisus says that happens to be the case. Right? It has to be the case, Taisus says, in my opinion, because or even the Eidei Chesima are not going to be good. The whole get's not going to be good, but okay, that's what Taisus throws in. Anyway, how is the Rif going to answer this raya? We mentioned yesterday two pshatim, the two easiest pshatim are as follows. The easy pshat is the pshat of the Ritva. What was the pshat of the Ritva? The Ritva's pshat was Enochanami. It really should work midiraisa, and it would work midiraisa. But midirabanan, we're going to make a gzera. What's the gzera midirabanan? If you allow this to work, even though it appears to be Eidei Mesira karsi, what are people going to think? That what's really out making this get work? The Eidei Mesira, but it's not. It's only the Eidei Chesima. But people see Eidei Mesira, they think the Eidei Mesira okay, even though the Eidei Mesira don't. No. So what are they going to think in a different case when there are no Eidei Chesima? And it's still going to work. And they're going to make a mistake. Similar to Mezuyif Mitoichoi. That's what the Ritva says. Which we said is a big chiddush, because Mezuyif Mitoichoi is only when it's Mezuyif. Exactly. something, a shtick von get as a problem. Over here, you got something outside that's a problem. So deal with that. What does that have to do with it? How can you pass on the entire get? That's says the ritual. Over here, you can pass on the get, the entire thing.
That's why it's not mezuzah mitochot. It's like
it. Right, and achanai, but it's a chiddush. I'm just saying that the ritual is saying a chiddush, that you can make a mezuzah mitochot over here. Where do we find always the chacham made the getter of mezuzah mitochot was we're passing the get? There's something wrong over here. Once this is passed, then the whole thing, like, it implodes. You can't implode this get. You can explode it from outside. Yeah. Comes the Ran Rabbeisai, and the Ran says another Mahalach, and this is where we got to get to. Up until now, we've all been doing Chazara. Now, here goes Rabbeisai. This is the Sugya. Zok Veheligir Ran, says the Ran. Really, even though Rabbi Lazar says Eide Mesira Karsi and Eide Chesima Karsi, Rabbi Lazar doesn't mean Eide Chesima Karsi the way that Rav Meir means Eide Chesima Karsi. It's a different Eide Chesima Karsi. The Eide Chesima Karsi of Rabbi Lazar is because if you have Eide Chesima, they can double for you and also function as Eide Mesira. Which means the Eide Chesima are themselves being made that there was a Mesira. They're not Eide, we're not functioning as Eide Chesima Karsi. We'll say it this way. The Eide Chesima are not Karsi as Eide Chesima. The Eide Chesima will be Eide Mesira and Eide Mesira Karsi. How can Eide Chesima be Eide Mesira? Because if they signed on the get, so then who wrote this get? The Baal. How did it get to the woman? He obviously gave it to them. So they're ke'ilu being made that it was handed over. They're Eidei Mesira. Lefi zeh, Rabbi Sai. We can understand why it doesn't use the lashon of Af Eidei Mesira Karsi. Remember that question that Rishonim asked? Why doesn't it, according to the Rif, say Af Eidei Mesira Karsi? Why doesn't it say that according to the Ran? Different than what the Ramban said. Another pshat. What is it? Why doesn't it say Af Eidei Mesira Karsi? Because it's not true. It's only Eidei Mesira Karsi. But Eidei Chesima can function as Eidei Mesira. So Lefize, Rabbi said, let's get clear. Lefize, if you have Eidei Chesima, can they make it get good? Yes. But how do they make it get good? Through the Mesira. So Memela says the Rif, says the Ramban Pshan Rif, if you have two Gitin that are Shmosein Shabbos, everything is the same, I can't rely on the Eidei Chesima because they're just trying to function as Eidei Mesira. Well, guess what? I have live Eidei Mesira here and they don't work. So how am I written Eidei Mesira going to be better than my live Eidei Mesira? Eidei Mesira aren't going to be good here because this get is confused. So if you hold like Rav Meir that the Eidei Chesima are Karsi at the moment of the Chesima, if they're being Karsi at that moment, do we know who wrote the get? How do we know? He's standing there telling me what to get, so the Eidim have clarity. But if the Eidei Chesima are trying to only work by the Mesira, well, by the Mesira, we don't know anymore who wrote the get. So right now, we're confused. If we're confused, the Eidim that are written in the get are no better than the Eidim standing in front of the get. They're not going to work. Says the Ran, that's the answer. Tosis is Raya. Tosis says, you, according to your blazer, if Eidei Chesima also work, so Dalmeach of the Eidei Mesira use the Eidei Chesima. If you understand the Eidei Chesima are working as Eidei Chesima, you're right. They're right here. They're seeing everything. Everything's fine. But if the Eidei Chesima are functioning as Eidei Mesira, so the Eidei Chesima are no better than Levitica Eidei Mesira who are here. Are the Levitica Eidei Mesira working? No, why not? Because it's not clear which one you're being Megash with. Okay, so the Eidei Chesima are not going to be any better because they're just Eidei Mesira that are written down. That's l'chayru going to be the Ran's answer to Tosis Israel. Well, guess what? I'd like to suggest Tosis anticipated this. Tosis had this whole cheshbon of the Ran. He got the whole deal. Tosis says, yeah, but let me ask you a question. What type of get are we talking about? The get's mishulashim. Tosis threw that piece in. The get's mishulashim. So I want to know, in theory, can a person know who really is the bialim on this get? Can a person really know which get you're getting divorced with? What? Because it's three generations. So why doesn't it work by Eidei Mesira? because they don't know who's the third generation. Obviously, if the Edom Esira knew that Reuven ben Shimon ben Yankel was this one and not that one, they would say, "Look, you're obviously divorcing with this one, not that one."
Why don't they just ask?
Because they're not there. The shliach is doing it. So obviously, we don't know. So give both. We don't know which one. But Luye, we did know. It'd be fine. Says Toisvis. The Eide Chasima, when they sign, at that moment it is clear which one it is. So for them, sure, in their Chasima, it's obvious which one you're being megarish with.
Why don't they just make sure from the beginning to
remember,
to realize?
What? Right? Yeah, but then the Eide Chasima, who are Karsi as Eide Mesira, it's these Eide Mesira know. It's Nicker in their Eides which one it is. They're not standing here. But if you would stand there in front, if they would be here, would they say, "We know which get it is"? Yes. So they know. The Eide Mesira don't know. The Eide Chasima, if it's Mishulashim, they say they do know. What? We don't know which one. She doesn't know which one is hers. She wasn't there when it was written.
She doesn't
know her husband's grandfather's name. Isn't that crazy?
We don't trust her. She doesn't know us necessarily. I hear. Or maybe she doesn't know.
She doesn't know her grandfather.
What? You're right. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush over. Even though she's getting divorced anyway, you have to know which get you're getting divorced with. It's a din in the get, not a din in the gerushin. The get has to know which one. A kitzer.
Why isn't her grandfather? Why isn't her grandfather?
Right, the Ryan argues on that, right? The Ryan was like the riff. You could use the Eide Chasima as Eide Mesira. So the no longer only has to know Oilo. Right. And Toisus anticipated this. And that's why Toisus told us it's Mishulashim. So if you could use your Eide Chasima, you could still use them.
Why doesn't her grandparents work? They're not writing down her grandparents? Her grand?
I guess we don't trust her. She doesn't
for
know
her Nemo's. Own.
Yeah, she's not Nemo. You need Edom.
For her own grandparents?
Yeah, I guess so. It's a good question.
Because if you're going to come in when you have one person, he's going to be so the answer, if they come in nice enough, according to what the Ram is saying in Remeir, the Eide Chasima, that's when it's happening. According to him, there are no Eide Mesira happening.
But you still need in front of 2 and 3. In order to say Fanach to Fanach Tam. Before Fanach to Fanach Tam. You need 2 and 3.
Okay,
and a Chalami, so.
Based on his explanation, how does that fit into the Mishnah? He's saying, according to Meir, you don't need Eide Mesira Bechal. In your, according
you, to and Echnaim, you don't need. You don't need them as Eide Mesira. The Fnei Shnayim, Fnei Shlosh is not for Eide Mesira. That's for the Fanech to Fanech. It's for a different thing. It's a good kasha, but Lemaisa, I think that's the Mishnah. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So the Ra and Lamaisa doesn't have to hold the Mishulashim. Toisus made up that Mishulashim thing, by the way. That's Toisus' creation. So why did Toisus throw it in here? That's exactly why. He was anticipating the Ra's teretz, and he's like, listen, I hold Mishulashim, I have a Raya.
It has to be Mishulashim.
The Rishonim argue on Toisus, they say even without Mishulashim. Al Kopanim. So that's Toisus. That was all Toisus. Yeah. Al Kopanim, Rabbi Isai. We're going weiter in Toisus. Says Toisus, the Ritva. We're gonna leave that alone. We're not gonna have time for that. You're gonna have to do this. Yeah. So what about the Ramban? The Ramban and the right. By the time the Ramban. Yeah. I'm gonna leave it alone. Yeah. The Oid Rogil Rabbeinu Tam Loimar. The Afilu L'Rab Meir Boy Eidim B'Shas Nesinas Haget. The Ein Davrusha Be'erva Pochos Mishnayim. It's a parallel what's going on over here. I want to explain to you how the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rif are mamish two worlds apart. According to the Rif, does Rabbi Lazar require Eide Mesira?
No.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, does Rab Meir require Eide Mesira? Yes. You understand how far they are from each other? According to the Rif, even Rabbi Lazar doesn't need Eide Mesira. What does he say? Eide Chasima is good enough. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, not only does Rabbi Lazar need Eidim Mesira, even Rabbi Meir needs Eidim Mesira. Oy, Ragel, Rabbeinu Tam Leimer, the Afilu Rabbi Meir boy Eidim Bishas Nesina Saget, then Dabe Shabeva Pachas Mishnaim. Frekt the Oilim Akasha, B'shem, the Heilige Rabbi Chaim Brisker, Rabbi Chaim Salavechik. Amoyle Dik Akasha. Frekt the Oilim Akasha on Tosfos. Tosfos. You just slugged yourself up. Tosfos, you just slugged yourself up. Tosfos said that you can't use Eidei Mesira if they don't know which one you're Megarish with. Rabbi Lazar holds you can't use Eidei Mesira. Right? According to Rabbi Lazar, in the case of you have two Gittin that were mixed up, can you use the Eidei Mesira? No. Can't use Eidei Mesira. But Rabbi Meir the Gemara says it's okay. Why is Rabbi Meir okay? Because you use the Chesima. Now Rabbeinu Tam says, even according to Rabbi Meir, you have to have Eidei Mesira. But you just said a minute ago, Eidei Mesira aren't good, because Eidei Mesira don't know what you're being garbage with. But we're saying over there that if Eidim don't know, if the Eidim don't know which one you're Megarish with, they're not Eidim. So now it says, even Rav Meir holds you need Eidim Mesira, but you don't have it. In the case of that case of the Shnei Shtoris, or Shnei Gittin, you shouldn't have Eidim. How does that work? This is the Kasha of Rav Chaim. A Muridika Kasha, Rabbi. Again. Taisis says before, he says that in a case when two Gittin get mixed up, Eidim Chasima are going to be good. Eidim Mesira are not going to be good. Because the Eidim Mesira don't know which one you're being Megarish with. Then Taisis says, therefore I hold that really you need, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's only Eidim Mesira. Now, by the way, Rabbi Meir also needs Eidim Mesira. If Rabbi Meir needs always Eidim Mesira, so then how does it work over there? You're Eidim Mesira, don't know which one you're being Megarish with. That's Rabbi Chaim's kasha. Zokt Rabbi Chaim Teretz, and the Teretz is Rabbi Yisai. It's klar, it's poshet, but sometimes it's just the shtel that brings out the beauty of the Teretz. Zokt Rabbi Chaim, the Teretz is a fall. We'll get back to the kasha again. He says, why does Rabbi Meir need Eidei Mesira? He holds Eidei Chasima kasha. He needs Eidei Mesira for a different function. There's two functions here. There's one function which is to make the get, and there's another function which is to make the gerushin. There's Eidim on the get, and there's Eidim on the gerushin. I'll give you an example. Okay, a man is mekadesh an isha with kesef. Do you need Eidim present when he's mekadesh an isha with kesef? Yes. Why? Anything to do with the get? Anything to do with the shtar? Why not? There's no shtar there, and still you need Eidim. What are the Eidim for? We call them Eidim lekiyume, the kiyume of the kiddushin. So now a man is being megarish in isha. So does he need Eidim lekiyume? Yes, says Rabbeinu Tam. Who are the Eidim lekiyume according to Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karsi, Zolzai Nazoi. But where's your Eidim lekiyume on the gerushin? The Eidei Chasima Karsi create for you a get. But where's your kiyume on the gerushin? Says Rabbeinu Tam, you need Lebedeke Eidim. Because Rav Meir needs Eidim on the get. Rabbi Lazar doesn't need. So in other words, what Tovi is pointing out is as follows. According to Rabbi Lazar, all you need is Eidei Mesira. According to Rav Meir, you need both. You need Eidim to make the get, and you need Eidim to make the gerushin. According to Rabbi Lazar, the same Eidim probably can do two jobs. But if he's there, Rabbi says, Sukum Tochai Sazeh. In order for Eidim to be Eidim on a get, what do they have to know? They have to know which get you're being Megarish with. Because if not, they can't be Eidim on the get. They have to know behind me, Nayu Megarisha. Which get? Because they're Eidim on the get. What about if you want to be Eidim on the Gerushin? What do they have to know?
Who's getting divorced?
Who's getting divorced? Do they have to know with which one you're divorcing? No, they just have to know about the Gerushin. So the Eidim on the get, which is the Eidei Chasima, according to Rav Meir, so B'shas the Chasima they know. And the Eidim on the Gerushin, they don't have to know. What do they have to know for? They're just Eidim the Kiyumim of the Gerushin. They don't have to know with which one you're being Megarish. They don't have to know that.
Why can't we answer that these Eidei Sira, like the same thing we said before, their whole strength comes from the Eidei Chasima? And in this case, the Eidei Chasima know because it's Mishulasha. So therefore, a mayor would actually say, in this case, that the Eidei Chasima, the Eidei Mesira, take the place of Eidei Chasima.
Because we never saw Eidei Mesira take the place of Eidei Chasima. We saw Eidei Chasima take the place of Eidei Mesira. He's not saying that you can use Eidei Mesira as opposed to Eidei Chasima. You need your Eidei Chasima. Your Eidei Chasima you have. But you also need Eidei Mesira. What do I need also Eidei Mesira for something else? So ask Reb Chaim, you need them also, but they're not good. Whatever reason you need them for, they're not working. So we said, and they are working. This that the Tosfos says, that the Eidim have to know which with behind me nayu megarish, with which get you're being megarish. That's because the Eidim are coming lashvuye the get to make the get. You have to know which get, or else you're not Eidim on the get. Which get? I don't know which get. I don't. So you can't be made on the get. But if they don't come made on the garishin, they know for sure there's a garishin over here. They know who's being megarish. Him, her, is Eidim on the garishin, and it's good. Because Rabbi Elazar is saying Eidei Mesira karsi the get. The Eidei Mesira are coming on the get. And they can't. They don't know which get. According to Rabbi Meir, the Eidim that are Eidei Mesira are only here to be made on the Gerushin. Because I have Eidei Chasima on the get. And those Eidim are good. According to Rabbi Elazar, the Eidim are coming to make the get. Not just the Gerushin. They're coming to the two things. Coming to make the get and to make the Gerushin. They can't make the get. They don't know behind me now I'm a Garusha.
Even according to Rabbi Meir, the Eidei Mesira still shmur. Because they can say with 100% certainty
this woman was divorced.
They don't know what was given to her, but they were both given.
They know it was given. Can they say this woman is definitely divorced without a shadow of a doubt? This woman is divorced. Yes, they were given both given, so I know for sure she was divorced. I have no suffix.
You don't know which one.
According to Rabbi Elazar, though, right, the chasimas that are on the get are mitnei tekken olam. So why doesn't this case fall under mitnei tekken olam? Just go ask the chasima who was what.
According to Rabbi Elazar.
According to Rabbi Elazar, we said this case is no good.
That's not like the riff, right?
Like the riff.
Yeah.
In Tosos,
yeah.
The case is not good.
Right.
But why doesn't that just fall under a case of mitnei tekken olam? For some reason, the Eidei Mesira can't tell us what happens. So go ask the chasima. Meaning they
it doesn't work because the Eidei Mesira, you need Eidei Mesira there. It's not Kilchasov. The Eidei Mesira are not good Eidei Mesira. That means they're not Eidei Mesira. That means they're not Eidei Mesira. So the Eidei Chasima aren't going to help you because then it's not Bech Shanasu. If you don't copy Shmaikah, there weren't Eidei Mesira. That's called you don't have Eidei Mesira. But basically, we got to finish. We got a lot of work to do.
Why isn't Eidei Chasima going to help you there?
Because Tosfos is saying you said Eidei Chasima have to know with which get you're being Megarish with.
The Chasima do know, they have the signature.
The Chasima know.
Yeah.
But that would only work according to the Ran. In the Rif. According to the Tosfos, the Chasima cannot replace Eidei Mesira. I need my Eidei Mesira. I don't have Eidei Mesira. Okay. Rabbosai, we're Zoicha to another Machloikas, Tosfos and the Rif. Nocha Machloikas, Tosfos and the Rif. This is the third one in this Tosfos. Because the Rif holds that according to Rab Meir, you only need Eidei Chasima. You don't need Eidei Mesira. So here's our third Machloikas, Tosfos and Rif. The first Machloikas was, do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar only by Gittin, even by Shashtars? Second Machloikas is, according to Rabbi Elazar, is it only Eidei Mesira, even Eidei Chasima? Third Machloikas is in Rav Meir, that according to Tosfos, Rab Meir holds you need Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira for Eidim Lekiyume. Comes along the Rif and says, no, in Rav Meir, your Eidei Chasima are genuk. Your Eidei Chasima are enough. What's the Bir HaMachloikas? So we could start as follows. Rabbi said, we said once upon a time, a major Yisoid from Meir Stern, it's Avni Meluim and other Achrayim that say, is a vote that the get is not like a regular shtar. The get is the Megarish. So I ask you a question. Do I need Eidim Lekiyume on the Gerishin? Do I need Eidim Lekiyume on the Gerishin? More than the Eidim in the get. If the get's the Megarish, you could say the Eidim Lekiyume on the Gerishin are the Eidim Lekiyume on the get. Because the get is the Megarish. Like we scored on that base of the base. We said the get is Ein Dovah Shabeva Pelas Mishnayim. The get is the Erva. So if the get's the Gerishin, I have Eidim on the get. I have Eidim on the Gerishin. I'm good. So Memela, the Rif holds, you don't need Eidim Lekiyume anymore on the Gerishin. My Eidim Lekiyume is my Eidim on the get, because the get's the Gerishin. Tosfos argues, that's fine. Tosfos doesn't hold the get's the Megarish, as Ezra keeps reminding me. That's why Tosfos says, hold on a second, you got Eidim on the get, you don't have Eidim on your Gerishin, you need another set of Eidim on your Gerishin. That would be very Geshmak L'Shitosim, but it's not enough, Rabbi Yisai. Because Tosfos is saying this also by Shtar Kedushin. Shtar Kedushin, you need Edei Mesira. And the Rif argues. Now, our whole Yisoid of the Getz, the Megarish, Pashtus is only by Get, not by Shtar Kedushin. So let's understand why, according to the Rif, don't you need Edei Kiyumi for the Kedushin? You need it when you're Mekadosh with Kesef. So you should need it when you're Mekadosh with Shtar. What's the difference? Mekadosh with Kesef needs Edei Mekiyume. And why is it when you're Megarish with Shtar, Mekadosh with Shtar, you don't need Edei Mekiyume? Zokt Reb David Pavarsky, it's two mahalachim. We're going to go with one mahalach that he focused. We're going to focus on that mahalach. And he says, this is the way that I'm understanding it, it's based on Reb Chaim. You have Edei Mekiyume. The Rif holds the Edei Chasima are Edim Lekiyume on the Gerishin also. The Edim Lekiyume on the Gerishin also. How is that? So I voice, I want to say that this Rif is beautiful Lashitosai. If you go like the Ran's Pirish in the Rif, what did the Ran say? How do Edim Chasima work? They become Edim Esira. So Zokt the Rif, that if the Edim Chasima can be Edim Esira, they could also be Edim Lekiyume. Just like according to Rabbi Lazar, we said that you can use your Edei Chasima as Edei Mesira. According to Rabbi Meir also, your Edei Chasima are also your Edei Mekiyume. Because they're Edus that there was a Gerushin. They are Edus that there was a Gerushin. How did they get from him to her? It must be that it was given. That's Gerushin. They're divorced. I'm Edus on the Gerushin, not just on the Get. And Tosfos argues. Tosfos holds, no. Edim Chasima cannot be Edim Lekiyume on the Gerushin. I'd like to say a beer in the machlokes between Tosfos, and we're going to now bring a shlemus to the entire sugya, Bez Hashem, Siat Dishmai, hopefully, as follows. We're talking about something called Ksav Yodoy. How does Ksav Yodoy work? It's machlokes v'shayna. Tosfos said Ksav Yodoy works. Does anyone remember Tosfos' Lashon? Ein lecha chasima gedol mizu, which we didn't know exactly what that means. We said one pshat, ein lecha chasima gedol mizu, means the whole yisoid of Edim. What are they coming to be made on? To say that he wrote the get. So if he writes the get, do we need Edim? We don't need Edim. So Tosfos holds the whole point of the chasima is to testify that this get was written by the Baal. Usually it's written by a cipher. How do I know that the cipher wrote it with the instruction of the Baal? The answer is, usually we have Edim. But if he writes it himself and we can verify it's his signature, we don't need Edim. Because all the Edim are doing is one thing. They're coming to say it's from the Baal. We had said, Bishas Maisa, that one could say differently. One of the Edim signing, it says in the get, Reuven is Megarish Leah. Signed, Edim. It sounds like the Edim are being made on the Gerishin. Says Reb Chaim Brisker in Sefer, that's the chiddush of shtar. I can be made on the state in shtar even though I didn't see it. I didn't see Reuven be megarish Leah. But I'm being made that if you find this get in the hands of Leah, I'm testifying Reuven was megarish Leah. I'm the Edim. Tosfos says not like that. Tosfos says all the Edim are being made on is that this dasam is chayiv, that the Baal wrote the get. Memeil Tosfos says Edim chasima can't be Edim Asira. They're just being made and wrote the get. They're not being made and gave the get. They're not being made this gerishin.
When you find it in the lady's hand, you see that it went from the husband's hand.
So, but there's no Edus on that.
That's the whole thing of Edei Chasima being the Edei Mesira.
That Tosfos doesn't hold that way. We're saying.
How do you see that from Tosfos?
What?
How do you see that from
my point is like this. Tosfos never says that Edei Chasima can function as Edei Mesira. Because all the Edei Chasima are saying is, he wrote the get. Now you're saying, well, I can deduce from the fact that it got from, that now she has, that probably he gave it. Fine, that's a nice deduction. There's no Edus. You need Edim Lekiyume. You need Edei Chasima Karsi, Edei Mesira Karsi. Says the Rif, you have Edus, because the Edei Chasima are Edei Mesira. They're testifying. They'll get up and say, we're being made that this get was given. We're being made that this woman is divorced. That's our Edus. Look what they signed. It says, Ruli Megarish, let us sign Edim. The Edim are signing, being made to the Gerishin. They're being made that they're divorced. Tosfos argues on that. Tosfos says these Edom are coming to one thing only, just to tell us that the Baal wrote the get. That's all they're coming for. And that makes the get. So Rabbi Isai, Toysus Lashitasai is going to argue through and through. He holds Eide Chasima cannot be Eide Masira. Eide Chasima cannot be Eide Lakiyume. Because all Eide Chasima are is just telling us that he wrote the get. Ein Lecha Chasima G'day Lamizu. However, we said Bishas Maisa, a different Mahalach, but the Eide Chasima are being made on the Gerishin itself. They're being made on what it says in the Shtar. It says in the Shtar, Reuben divorced Leah. The Eidim are being made on what it says in the Shtar. Therefore, the Eide Chasima could be made. I'd like to perhaps, now there's a little step further, say maybe even this Machlekes has a deeper Shurish. We had a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, Rabbi Yisai, Umfang Sugya. Tosfos held that the Chasima is a chelik of the Ksiva. It's the Ikra Ksiva. The Ikra Ksiva is the Chasima. What does the Chasima have to do with the Ksiva? The Ksiva is Reuben is Magarish Leah. The Chasima is Eden being made about that the husband wrote the get. What? My Eidos has nothing to do with what the Ksiva. The Ksiva is about what's happening. My Eidos is just Lashvili Shtar. It's just here to say that the husband wrote the get. They have anything to do with each other? You could call the Ksiva, the Ksima, the Ksima, the Ksima. They have nothing to do with each other. So Rashi said, Ikra Ksiva Zui Chasimasam. How is that true? Because the Chasima is here to verify the Ksiva. They're being made on the Ksiva. The Ksiva is the Ksiva. It's bringing the Ksiva. It's nishtativ. It's being mischaber to the Ksiva because that's what the Ksiva is. The Ksiva is being made on the Ksiva. So chayis mayli shmal kilu chayis mayli shmal because the Ksiva is, yeah, that thing is true. So the Ksiva is really the Ksiva's haget. That's what it's doing. Mashenkin Toysnis, that's not what the Ksiva is doing at all. The Ksiva is here just to make that there's a get here. The Ksiva is a different thing. The Ksiva is about what the get is. The Ksiva is going to make the shtar. Is it a shtar halva? Is it a shtar ger? Nothing to do with the Ksimas. The Ksimas aren't the Ksiva. So it has to come with a whole new way. How can you say that you need the Ksima l'shma? It says v'kosav. So he said that there is a dik in the pasuk. It's already a sefer Ksisus, and the kosav is on something else. It's lav davka kosav. Therefore, come out lefizeh, Toysus Naganza Sugya, Rabbi says, Toys Lishitase. This Mahalach in this whole Sugya is that the Ksiva and the Chsima are two separate things. And the Chsima has nothing to do with what it says in the Shtar. It says in the Shtar they're being divorced. The Chsima is not being made on that. Don't try using Erech Sima as Erech on the Gerishin. Don't try to use Erech Sima on Erech on the Mesira. Don't try to use Erech Sima as being part of the Ksiva. No! Erech Sima are their own thing. Mashenkin, the other Rishayim we're seeing, Rashi, the Rif, the Rajba, the other Rishayim seem to be saying the Eidus on the Chsima is Eidus on the Ksiva. They're being made on the Gerushin itself. If they're Eidim on the Gerushin, they could function as Eidim Lekiyume, of course. If they're Eidim on the Gerushin, they can function as Eidim Mesira, of course. Because they're being made that there was a Mesira, they're being made that there was a Gerushin. That means that they are Be'etzim validating the Ksav of the Get. So, Choisma Lishma, Kilu Choisma Lishma. Because the Chsima is there in order to make the Ksiva. Yeah. Zok Toysvis Weiter. Says Toysvis. V'chein, shtar matnas karka or shtar mecher shula kinyan karka ve'eno l'raya enamoy klum l'rabbi Lazar im yodua shal anechtum l'fnei edim. It seems like Tosfos is going way back to what he said before. He said before, if you remember, he said l'fichach torach lizor there should be edim mesira according to Rabbi Lazar baget. Says Tosfos now, v'chein shtar matnas karka shtar mecher shula kinyan karka eno l'raya should need also has to be given in front of edim. Sounds like Tosfos is now going all the way back. He said before, get needs in front of Eidim Mesira. Also, I would think Shtar Matnas Karko should need Eidim Mesira. Umihu Yesh Lachalek. So Tosfos, maybe not. Dil'inyan Mamoin Dimahani Hoidos Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami Sagi Beide Chsima Bemokom Hoidos Baldin Aval Bekidushin Vegerishin Loi Mahanya. Hoidos baldin mishum de chav lacherim. Tosfos says a klal. Anytime a hoida is chav lacherim, anytime a hoida is coming to, it's going to cause a detriment to someone else other than the person being moida. We can't accept the hoida. So says Tosfos, when it comes to money, and a person's moida, they owe someone money. So who loses? Him. himself. So you can accept his Zaydas Baal Din. But when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, says Tosfos, Kedushin v'Gerushin, Lemahani Zaydas Baal Din, Mishum Mechav L'Acherim. So Tosfos says, therefore, I need Edei Mesira when it comes to... I need Edei Mesira when it comes to Get and Kedushin. Why? Because I can't use my own Hodah as the Edim. But when it comes to Mama, and my own Haidah can be the Edim. And according to Rabbi Lazar, you're not going to need any more Edei Mesira. Because his Haidah is going to be your Edei Mesira.
But how do we get the Haidah?
Good question. Through the signatures. Therefore, so now Tosfos is saying you use a combination of Edei Chasima together with Edei Asbadin. The Edei Chasima are going to just prove to me that he was Maida. Once he's Maida, I know. So Edei Chasima are the virure on the Haidah. Now that I have a Haidah, so that's going to be in the place of my Edei Mesira.
What's the Haidah? He's saying, believe me that I'm married to birth.
No, we're not talking about... He's talking about Mammon. We could be. I mean, we're entertained, but...
Tosfos says in the case of Gittin...
It could have been. Right. It would have been. Right.
How's that what that's about?
What do you mean?
Believe me that I'm married to her, that's not being admitting on yourself.
It's admitting, sure. It is admitting a lot of responsibilities.
Okay, but it's also on her.
Okay. It's not a problem. Let's...
Only for Mammon because it's just... Him.
He's the only one who stands to lose. He's saying she stands to lose. That's what Tosfos says. That's why it doesn't work. But in theory, it would have worked over there also. But the problem is, it's Chav L'Acherim. Why is it Chav L'Acherim over there, says Tosfos? By Kedushin Asur La'Akroivim, Agerushin Asur La'Akoyein. Both of these Pshatim of Tosfos are controversial. Why is Kedushin called Chav L'Acherim? Says Tosfos, because you're asering her on Kroivim. Esther Ashash, what do you have to come on to asering her on Kroivim for? Just say you're asering her on everyone. What do you mean asering her on Kroivim? So he doesn't say that.
Once you get divorced.
So he says, listen, you can't say it's called Chav to anyone else because they can't marry her, because who said they were going to marry her in the first place? Who said she was going to be willing to marry him? Chav L'Acherim is only something that Aki'ilu had access to automatically, and you're now making that it's not accessible anymore. That anyway wasn't accessible. So what does it mean, Asur La'Akroivim? Now, even if I want to do it, I can't do it anymore. So Kroivim is considered Chav L'Acherim. What about by Gerishin? Asur La'Akroivim, you asa her on a Kayin. Shaila is, why? Because Gerishin, you asa her on a Kayin. She's also the Kayin already. Because you divorced, hold on a second. Before you do the divorce, she's anyway also to the Kayin. Right? What? The case when he dies, then if he would have died, then technically she's going to be Matur to a Kayin. Now she's never going to be Matur to a Kayin ever again. So that's the Asur La'Akroivim. So what is the Rishon, the Rajba who argues on Tosfos? The Rajba says, you're anyway going to be Asur to the Kayin. What does the Rajba mean? Maybe the Rajba means the following thing. Right? I'm trying to like finish this off. Listen to this. Lomdish Azach. Maybe we said it once before, I'm not sure. What?
As soon as you get married, you're asked to the Kohen already.
The Rajba says you don't create any new Isser. As soon as you're married, you're asked to a Kohen. What do you mean? But what happens if he dies? So as follows. What happens when a person gets divorced? She becomes a Gerusha. Now she used to be asked to everyone. Now she's Mutter. To who?
Everyone but the
Kohen. Yesh Lachkar. How does it work? Is the pshat that really she becomes mutter to the kohen also with the get? She's not eshes ish anymore. But there's a new isser. What's the new isser?
Gerusha.
Or the pshat is in Torah state that a get is only matir and isha to everyone other than a kohen. Aber klape the kohen, she's still a semi din eshes ish.
We said this.
Again, I'm going to say it again. Is the pshat when a woman gets divorced that really she comes mutter to everyone, and therefore I'm creating a new isser? What's the new isser? Gerusha to a kohen. Or no, before I gave a divorce she was really usser to everyone. Now that I give a get, she remains usser only to a kohen. Midin eshes ish. Clap it a coin, she throws it in eshes ish. So hold on a second, I'm going to get to your kasha. You think about that kasha. So if the pshat is it's a new isser, so by giving a get, it's chav l'acherim. Why? I created isser. But if the pshat is, it's geblibin, the original, it remains the original isser. So did he create Isser to the Kohen by giving a get?
No.
What did he do?
He just
took off Isser from everyone else. But Klabi the Kohen is still Isser. That's not called Chav Lachem. So Tosfos says Chav Lachem. Tosfos says there's a new Isser here. The Isser is called. She's now Asur Gerusha to a Kohen.
When she's married, that's a Kohen anyhow.
Right? No, but it's a different Isser.
Why is it different?
Before she had Isser, she's now she has an Isser Gerusha to a Kohen. It's a new Isser. It's a separate Isser. That Isser is gone. You've created a new Isser here. You've made a new Isser. That's called Chav Lachem because you're creating a new Isser. Even though before it was Usser, now it's Usser, but now it's a new Isser. That new Isser is something that didn't have to come because he could have died and you never had that new Isser. So what is the Rashba? The Rashba is name. It's not a new Isser. I'm just remaining with this. There's a what he called a Reach again, but it's more that there's a Reach Ishus. Let's say Reach Ishus. That Reach Ishus that was always there, but now it's Kibliben the Reach of the Ishus that's going to ask her to a Kohen.
It just doesn't touch the Kohen.
Therefore, a dust button would work.
Maybe if Kohen would be
Mekadosh and Grusha, well, Kohen's Mekadosh and Grusha and Ezra and Chesky. It's only Isser Lav, it's not an Isser Chiv Misa. So what's the Pshat? Right?
You're an Isser Lav for every seven.
It's only a Reach Ishus.
What do you
allow?
What do you overallow for every seven?
Now, we are finished with the Sugya. Either we're going to Chazer and do a Sikkum, or we're going to start the next Sugya tomorrow.
What are they? They're over every second.